This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. Winter has brought cold weather to many areas in Earth's northern hemisphere. With the cold comes a danger as old as man's knowledge of fire: death or injury by carbon monoxide poisoning. Today, we tell about this ancient and continuing danger.
An 8-year-old boy died earlier this month in his home near Boston, Massachusetts. His mother reportedly had burned charcoal in the home. Police believe the boy died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Also in January, carbon monoxide killed 4 members of a poor family in Central California: a 10-year-old girl, her 8-year-old sister, and 2 of their relatives died from the poison gas. It is said to have come from a gas-powered generator being used to heat the home. They were using the device because they had failed to pay their heating bill and the company had turned off their heat.
Carbon monoxide poisoning causes many deaths and injuries to people and animals around the world. The gas has been a problem since people first began burning fuels to cook food or to create heat. It is a problem in all parts of the world that experience cold weather. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has studied deaths caused by carbon monoxide poisoning. It found that the average number of carbon monoxide deaths in the United States was greatest in the month of January. The CDC also found that carbon monoxide kills more than 400 Americans each year, and it said more than 20,000 people are taken to hospital emergency rooms for treatment of health problems linked to the gas. 4,000 of them had to stay in the hospital to be treated.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer because people do not know it is in the air. The gas has no color. It has no taste. It has no smell. It does not cause burning eyes. And it does not cause people to cough. But it is very deadly. It steals the body's ability to use oxygen. Carbon monoxide decreases the ability of the blood to carry oxygen to body tissues. It does this by linking with the blood. When the gas links with the blood is no longer able to carry oxygen to the tissues that need it. Damage to the body can begin very quickly from large amounts of carbon monoxide. How quickly this happens depends on the length of time a person is breathing the gas and the amount of the gas he or she breathes in. Another consideration is how much alcohol the person might have to drink.
Carbon monoxide poisoning has warning signs, but people have to be awake to recognize them. Small amounts of the gas will cause a person's head to hurt. He or she may begin to feel tired. The person may feel sick. The room may appear to be turning around. The person may have trouble thinking clearly. People develop severe head pain as the amount of gas continues to enter their blood. They will begin to feel very tired and sleepy. They may have terrible stomach pains.
Carbon monoxide is measured in parts per million in a normal atmosphere. Breathing in 200 parts per million of carbon monoxide will cause the first signs of poisoning. It will result in head pain, stomach problems, and a feeling of tiredness after 2 to 3 hours. A level of 800 parts per million will cause a person to lose consciousness. Victims will not know what is taking place around them. This will happen within 2 hours of breathing in this amount of carbon monoxide. 12,000 parts per million of the gas will cause death in 1 to 3 minutes.
Medical experts say carbon monoxide affects people differently. For example, a small child will experience health problems or die much quicker than an adult will. The general health of the person or his or her age can also be important. An older adult with health problems may suffer the effects of carbon monoxide more quickly than a younger person with no health problems. People with heart disease may suffer chest pains. They may begin to have trouble breathing. Carbon monoxide does not always cause death, but it can cause many medical problems. Breathing low amounts of the gas for long periods of time can lead to permanent damage in the heart, lungs, or brain. Experts say small amounts of carbon monoxide over a long period of time can greatly harm an unborn baby.